Turned out he was a soldier AWOL from Fort Bliss over there in Texas. He was a rascal, sure enough, and a lot of people suspected him. So one evening, the sheriff. Them days out was Orley Hefner. Such a fine singer. Don't you know he's part of the heavenly choir? One evening, he rode out to the Finnup Ranch to ask Tunif a few straightforward questions. 3rd of August. Hot as Hades. Outcome of it was Walter Tunif shot the sheriff right through the heart. Poor Orley was gone before he hit the ground. The devil who done it, he led out of there on one of the Finnup horses, rode east along the river. Word spread, and men from miles around made up a posse. Along about the next morning, they caught up with him. Old Walter Tunif. He didn't get the chance to say, "How do you do?" On account of the boys were pretty irate. They just let the buckshot fly. Dewey's own initial contact with foul play in Finney County occurred in 1947. The incident is noted in his files as follows. John Carlisle Polk, a Creek Indian, 32 years of age, resident Muskogee, Oklahoma, killed Mary K. Finley, white female, 40 years of age, a waitress residing in Garden City. Polk stabbed her with the jagged neck of a beer bottle in a room in the Copeland Hotel, Garden City, Kansas, 5/9/47. A cut and dried description of an open and shut case. Of three other murders Dewey had since investigated, two were equally obvious. A pair of railroad workers robbed and killed an elderly farmer, 11/1/52. A drunken husband beat and kicked his wife to death, 6/17/56. But the third case, as it was once conversationally narrated by Dewey, was not without several original touches. It all started out at Stevens Park, where they have a bandstand, and under the bandstand, a men's room. Well, this man named Mooney was walking around the park. He was from North Carolina somewhere, just a stranger passing through town. Anyway, he went to the restroom and somebody followed him inside. A boy from hereabouts, Wilmer Lee Stebbins, 20 years old. Afterward, Wilmer Lee always claimed Mr. Mooney made him an unnatural suggestion. And that was why he robbed Mr. Mooney and knocked him down and banged his head on the cement floor. And why, when that didn't finish him, he stuck Mr. Mooney's head in a toilet bowl and kept on flushing till he drowned him. Maybe so. But nothing can explain the rest of Wilmer Lee's behavior. First off, he buried the body a couple of miles northeast of Garden City. Next day, he dug it up and put it down 14 miles the other direction. Well, it went on like that, burying and reburying. Wilmer Lee was like a dog with a bone. He just wouldn't let Mr. Mooney rest in peace. Finally, he dug one grave too many. Somebody saw him. Prior to the clutter mystery, the four cases cited were the sum of Dewey's experience with murder, and measured against the case confronting him, were as squalls preceding a hurricane.